Building Better Athletes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many diseases, from muscular dystrophy to hemophilia, are caused by faulty or missing genes. Researchers hope to one day treat these diseases with gene therapy, actually correcting the patient's genetics. But could this powerful new tool be abused? Today, at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Denver, scientists discuss their fears that athletes may turn to gene therapy to enhance their performance. Lee Sweeney is a physiologist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. He's used gene therapy to induce mice to produce extra amounts of a muscle growth factor called IGF-1.
What we really set out to do was to improve muscle function either in old age or in disease states. But the same approach would lead to vast improvement in muscle at any age, and therefore one sort of crosses the line into genetic enhancement and possible abuse in athletics.
What's more, IGF-1 can't be detected in simple blood or urine tests. Only a muscle biopsy can reveal its use. Gene therapy, while full of promise, is still in its infancy. Today's meeting is an attempt to get researchers ready for the abuses that could occur as the technology matures. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.